So at some point, I had to decide that enough is enough. Like, I had to decide that, girl, you better get your act together, because you can't keep on saying like, oh, I don't really feel like recording an episode for the podcast. I don't really know what I'm going to talk about. I don't really have anything to talk about. Like, at some point, you have to stop being lazy and just do what needs to be done. So here we are. And my brother has been on my case because he's been like, when is the episode coming? And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Like, I have a lot of topics that I could talk about, but I just feel like I can't find that one thing to focus on and talk about it. And one thing about me is that sometimes I need to find that one thing to focus on and talk about it. Otherwise, it's going to be a mess. So today I finally decided that just take the mic and see where it goes, right? Just try and see where it goes. My brother was even like, well, you can talk about me. And I'm like, you're my brother and I absolutely love you and adore you, but making a whole entire episode about you, I don't know. And I know he's going to hear this and so why were you saying you can't make an episode about me? I don't know. I feel like I'll just get stuck and I won't know what to say further. I mean, I know I could write a book about you, but a whole entire episode on the podcast, I'm not sure. Like, I'll just run out of words, okay? Anyway, hi, hey, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time here, hey, I hope you like what you hear and you decide to stay over here. And if you are coming back again, hi, welcome back. Good to have you back, I guess. And I hope you've been enjoying your stay so far and you've been enjoying the podcast so far. And please, like, if you know me personally and you listen to the podcast, even if you don't know me personally, like, don't be afraid to, like, tell me maybe your opinion and give me feedback or whatever. Like, sometimes I like to hear that because I just like to hear what people think, or why do you even listen to the podcast? What is it about the podcast that makes you want to listen to it? Is it because what I'm putting out there is, like, good substance, or it's because you're like, no, because I know I'm poor and I'm just gonna support her because I, you know, I'm cool with her and stuff like that. So I'm always curious about that. But if you're enjoying it, I'm glad you are and I'm happy to be of service, you know. Yeah, I'm just glad we're here. And sometimes when people talk about the podcast, like, sometimes, first of all, I'm always so shocked about some of the people that listen to the podcast, because I'm like, okay, there's 3 people that I know, they definitely listen to it because they've talked to me about it like a couple of times and we've just had like a conversation about it, you know, because they're like, yeah, it's really cool. And sometimes I'll just have a conversation with people and they're like, yeah, the podcast. I'm like, yeah, what about it? They're like, I listen to it. I'm like, what? You're lying. And they're like, yeah, on episode, what you said. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, I didn't think you listened to it, but thank you for listening to it regardless. And please, one thing that I beg you to never do, if you know me in person and if maybe we hang out or we bump into each other, don't take out your phone and now you want to go on, is it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the podcast, and now you want to start playing an episode in front of me. I absolutely hate that. Please, because I will cringe so hard. I'm still trying to get used to the sound of my own voice. So please, the sound of my own voice on a recording. So please don't ever do that to me, okay? Without further ado, let's get into this podcast episode. But first of all, there's something that I want to talk about because it's on my chest. Like, it's bothering me and it's burning me. I think I'm going to call today's episode, I have a bunch of things on my chest, because I have some things on my chest. I don't know if I'm gonna offload all of them, but some of them I definitely will, starting with the fact that this entire week on the timeline, on people's WhatsApp statuses, on TikTok, on Twitter, people have been making jokes about gender-based violence. And I'm just like, guys, when did we get here? Like, first of all, jokes are meant to be funny. Jokes, if you know me, you know I'm a clown. I love to crack jokes. I think I'm a comedian. I love to make fun about, like, I love to turn a lot of situations into a joke. some of them which might be serious situations, but only when they concern me. And also, I don't believe everything should be a joke. Like, guys, we can't be making jokes about gender-based violence. The rates of femicide are too high for us to be making jokes like that. If you don't know what femicide is, to simply put it, it is the killing of women, the intentional killing of women by, I think it's by men, or is it by people in general? But anyway, it's the killing of women, the murdering of women, right? So I think femicide rates are too high for us to be making jokes like that. And the fact that I think that trend is something that started, I'm assuming, it's something that started in South Africa by the looks of it, because I saw a lot of, like, the South African community were making jokes about it, right? So I'm guessing it's something that started there. And I'm just like, we know, like, the femicide rates in South Africa are crazy. How many women are being killed in South Africa in just a day? Like, we see the statistics and we see the news. Like, there's always news, there's always reports, women and girls being killed, raped, assaulted, and stuff like that, right? So we see all that. So for people to be making jokes about something like that, it's like, guys, it's distasteful, to be honest. It's not even funny. If we're making jokes, let jokes be funny, you know? Like, let's crack jokes which are funny, which we'll all laugh at. Because imagine this. Let's say you were one of the people that were cracking jokes about that whole situation, right? And then someone close to you, it could be your sister, it could be your friend, it could be your niece, maybe your mom or your granny or whoever, like, but a female person that is close to you is going through that same thing. How do you think they're going to feel? Like, seeing you making jokes like that on your statuses or wherever you're making those jokes. It's like, side eye. Sorry, I know maybe it comes across as if I'm judging, because I actually am. Like, side eye. I'm just going to need us to sit down and self-introspect as people and be like, maybe jokes like this, like, common sense should tell us that we shouldn't be making jokes like that. And I know that a lot of the people that were making those jokes don't even listen to my podcast, so they won't even hear me say this. But then I just had to get it off my chest. I just had to come here and vent and be like, it really rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, is my sense of humor dead? Like, maybe me on your last sense of humor, and I don't see what's funny about this whole situation, because there's nothing funny about that, you know? Like, it's not funny at all. So let's just, you know, let's just check ourselves and just, you know, like, let's think about it. Let's really sit down and think about it. And at first, when I saw it and when I wanted to speak out about it, I think the way I wanted to do it was in such a rude way. And God was like, first of all, I'm going to shut your mouth so that you rearrange the words that you want to speak. Because in as much as you want to speak out and speak the truth and stuff like that, don't be insultive about it. Don't be rude about it. Don't put yourself on a moral high horse and think now you can start judging people and talking bad to people and. So, yeah, that's basically it. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Another thing that I wanted to get off my chest. Okay, am I going to get this one off my chest? I feel like I didn't really do enough research for me to be talking about this. So maybe I'll save it for another podcast episode. Or maybe I will say it in this episode. I don't know. Let's continue talking to find out, okay? And why have I been quiet? I feel like I'm in my quiet girl era. Like, I don't have nothing to say, if I'm being honest. I just feel like I don't have opinions. I do, but then I'm just really keeping quiet more. That's why even with recording the episode, I was just like, I feel like I don't have anything to say. And knowing me, I always have something to say. I always have an opinion. I always have a think piece. Like, something's always going on in my head, but then I guess I didn't feel like saying things. And I'm just like, is life kicking my behind? Not really. But then I've just realized how there's, like, fluctuations in life, you know. For the past maybe 4 weeks, I've realized how 1 week could be so good. Like, I could be having a great week academically. I'm in my bag. I'm good. I'm doing good in terms of my education. You know, I'm feeling like a well-balanced babe. I'm waking up early in the morning. I'm having all my meals. I'm eating my vegetables and I'm having protein and I'm going to the gym and stuff like that. Like, I'm doing all the right things. And then the coming week, it could be hands on hands on hands. And I'm just like, I'm not doing nothing. Maybe I'm even struggling to get out of bed sometimes. And I'm getting out of bed at 6 p.m. despite having been up at 9 a.m. But anyway, don't judge me. Sometimes maybe I'm going through it, or maybe I'm just lazy. I'm not sure. I'm still working on that. Okay. So I just realized that that's just how life is, and you just have to take it as it comes. If this week is what seems to be a not so great week, just roll with the punches, you know. Do your best in that week, even if your best maybe seems like the bare minimum. Just do your best. Oh, I love this because I feel like I'm gentle parenting myself right now. Like, I needed to hear this. But just do your best in the weeks where you feel like you're at your peak and you are good, everything is flowing. Do your best, and your best in those weeks might be 99.9%, and that's good. That's okay. Do that, mama. Like, absolutely do that. And lately, I haven't. Okay, so maybe some people might know me from my TikTok or my Instagram. Well, I'm assuming the people that listen to this, some of them are like sort of my friends or acquaintances in a way. So you probably know me from Instagram and TikTok. And you know how I love creating fashion content. Like, one thing about me is I love putting together outfits, anything to do with fashion. I'm like, count me in. And I really, really want to be remembered as like a fashion girl. Like, if I ever passed on this earth, like if my expiration date came and God was like, okay, hey sweetie, I'm calling you back home. I want people to be like, but that girl, she really knew how to put it on. Like, she really knew how to put an outfit together. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I get compliments from people and they're like, no, girl, the way you combine your outfits, it's really cool to see. And I'm like, thank you, I love that. So I genuinely hope to continue growing in that. But then lately, I haven't really been creating fashion content because my life is just, things are just swamped. I don't have the energy or the time. But one day, I'm gonna bounce back, and my bounce back game is gonna be so hectic, I promise. I love fashion so much. No. I must say, I must expose myself, but I'm not gonna say that. So anyway, speaking of fashion, the other day I was talking to my mom, right, on the phone, and I'm like, you know, when I was younger, I think I was about maybe between the ages of like 4 and maybe 7, but yeah, in my really young years, I used to look up to that woman in terms of fashion, because I remember my mom, I just felt like she was the most stylish babe. Like, she used to put it on. And so my mom was like a teacher, right, in her younger years. And at the time, how old was my mom when I was about like 7? Let me actually calculate how old she was, because I think she was quite young then. Plus 7. Okay, so she was like in her early 30s around that time, and she was a teacher. And I remember in the mornings when she was getting ready to go to work, like to go to class and teach her students, and she would put on like a nice, you know, like back in the 2000s, women used to put on like these nice two-piece suits, and it would be like a skirt and maybe a blazer-ish or a top. I remember there's two that I remember very well. It was one which was black with like white pinstripes, and then there was one which was like green, sort of like a mint green, and I think the mint green one also had like white lines or something, but the mint green one was like short-sleeved, and I think the black one, the top was long sleeved, so it was like a skirt and a top, and it would be matching. And she used to put that on to work, and put on like some cute heels, and just go to work. And I was like, this woman is the most stylish woman I've ever seen in my life. And she used to do this thing, like she used to like taking eyeliner and putting it like on, like black eyeliner on the bottom of her eyes. And I was like, and I think that's why even to this day, I absolutely love eyeliner on my eyes. Like, I love a good eyeliner because I'm like, I used to see that woman doing it in my younger years. So I've just realized that from the time when I was young, I've always had like this some sort of like fashion influence about me. So I was just telling her that, you know, like I used to think you were like the most stylish person I have ever seen. I was like, my mom can put it on. And then at that young age, I would look at her and I'd be like, damn, when I grow up, I want to be just like her because she's a classy babe. And look at me now. Am I just like her? I don't know. But I'm trying my best with this fashion thing, right? And I've just realized that even in, besides my mom, the family that I come from, I've always had like some sort of fashion influences, right? Let me tell you about my grannies. So my grannies from like my mom's side of the family, we're gonna refer to them as the Ncube sisters because that's their surname, right? When it would come to like weddings, like when maybe one of their kids or one of the family members was getting married, you knew that those women knew how to put it on because well, most of them had like kids. I think almost all of them had kids like in the diaspora. So their kids would like send them, you know, outfits and stuff. And then they would wear their nice wedding outfits. Like, I'm talking style, I'm talking class, I'm talking fashion, like fashion icons. And then they would put on like these super nice hats. Sometimes it would be big hats. Almost like, I don't know what the word for it is. I've forgotten the words, but they just put on these super nice, you know, granny hats, and they're in there. Some of them are, it's maybe a two piece or it's a dress with a nice blazer. And I'm like, damn, these women know how to put it on. So from a young age, I'll just see these older women, and I'm like, when I grow up, I want to be exactly like them. Like, I want to be them, you know. And let me, one granny that, like, I think she has a significant impact on my fashion, like on my love for fashion. And may her soul rest in peace, my granny. I'll call her Umam Gandla because that's how we refer to her. Although she was also a part of the Ncube sisters, right? though I'm saying the Ncube sisters, almost like the Jackson Five. But yes, Umam Gandla, I remember my granny, she used to wear even, she was my mom's older sister, one of her older sisters, right? And she used to put on like red lipstick in her old age, and she'd put on like some gold jewelry, she'd put on bracelets and some nice rings. I think that's why I love accessories so much, because I'm like, that woman used to know how to put it on, and she'd be so old, and but she would like, she just had this thing about her that like you have to look well and put together. Like, even in your old age, you have style, and class has no age limit. And I was like, I just want to be like her. She's the coolest person I've ever seen. So every time I'm putting on like jewelry, I'm like, oh, remember, I just kind of think of her, and I'm like, absolutely love her for that. Absolutely love her, like her accessorizing and stuff like that. And I guess that's why I love fashion. Maybe it was like a family thing. It took me a bit of time to actually realize the fact that actually you didn't just start loving this thing from nowhere. You didn't just wake up one day and be like, hey God, please help me to like dress better as a person. No, you didn't just it didn't just come from nowhere. It's something that you grew up seeing, right? And that's basically it about that. Like, that's why I love fashion. And I remember this one time, I think it was like back in 2021. It's actually something that I wrote down in one of my old journals, because I always felt like the way that I dress, I don't really like it. I remember writing down, I'm like, God, please help me to dress better, because I feel like I dress in a shabby way. And I don't know how I dressed for me to even think that was shabby, because I don't think it was bad. But then I was just like, Lord, please help me, because I need to, like, I just want to dress better. I just want to dress well. And from that time, my fashion sense has like improved drastically. And that was when I was like, oh, God cares about the things that you care about. Because to someone, it might seem vain and might be like, why would you pray to be like, oh God, please help me to dress better, please help me to have a better fashion sense? Like, are you mad? Are you okay? Like, does that make sense to you? That's vanity. But then God was like, no, my boy, that's exactly what you need to do. That I give you the source, you know, that I give you this drip, because I am all about looking good. I believe God loves it when we look good. I mean, don't idolize your looks or fashion or things like that. But then I honestly believe that God absolutely, like, loves it. You know, he's like, yeah, I'm backing you up on that one. Like, I absolutely love to see you look good. And speaking of which, like, how I came about, so for anyone that maybe might not know, or maybe there's an older person that's listening to me and they're like, what is she talking about? She loves fashion, yeah, and so what? So what I do is that sometimes I make videos of me styling maybe different types of outfits, or like I just show people what I'm wearing on that particular day. Maybe I'm going somewhere and I'm putting on an outfit and I'm feeling like, yeah, absolutely love this outfit. Then I'll put my phone on the stand and then I'll take a video and then I'll show to the people on the internet, right? Because I don't know, I love that, I guess. So that's what I do. I create fashion content sometimes. I'm a fashionista. Sometimes I really like toot my own horn and I clap for myself whilst I'm dancing. Like, I dance and I clap for myself, because if you don't, who will? Like, who's gonna? I mean, people will, but then sometimes you just have to back yourself up, you know, which is exactly what I'm doing. So how, like, this whole fashion thing started, especially like the creating videos aspect of it, and before I even get into explaining that, I feel like for me, part of the reasons why I love fashion so much, it was God's way of, like, healing me, if that makes sense. Like, it was God's way of being like, first of all, I see you, and also giving me purpose in times when I was kind of struggling mentally. If that almost feels like it's not my brand, but then it's not. But anyway, it was like God's way of being like, okay, I see you. And also growing up, I always felt like I'm not really talented at anything. You know, I just felt like, I'm one of those people that can do well in a lot of things, right? But then I didn't really have that one specific thing that I'm like talented at. Whereas other people would be like, yeah, I can sing, I can dance, I can do this. And I'm like, God, did you forget about me? Like, when you were handing talents, did you perhaps forget that I would like a talent as well? Like, how come you didn't give me nothing? Because I remember, I feel like I'm derailing from the main thing, but then the backstories, they add up to all of it. I remember this one time in Sunday school, the Sunday school teacher was teaching about how when babies are born, they are all born with like a talent. That's why babies, when they're young, they've got like their hand in a fist, and then with time they open up their hands, right? So the Sunday school teacher was basically like, yeah, babies are born holding their gift or their talent, and then they open up their hand and then they let it go into the world, and then as they grow older they have to work at finding that talent, because everyone has a talent, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what about me? Because I feel like I don't have a talent. God must have forgotten about me. So when it comes to this fashion thing, right, and seeing how much I love it and I enjoy it, and I'm like, sometimes I'll put, a lot of the times, I will put on an outfit and be like, yeah, you're definitely eating it up. It could be the simplest outfit, but I'll be like, this outfit looks good, it looks well put together, because a lot of times I'm intentional about my outfits. I'll be like, okay, this one gold jewelry, yeah, this one silver jewelry, okay, put this top with these jeans, put that and that and that together, and stuff like that, right? So I consider it a part of my talents, right? So that's why I love it. Anyway, back to what I was saying in the first place. This is exactly how my brain functions. Before I get to the point, I have to throw in 20 side stories, right? So anyway, how the whole fashion thing started, it was back in 2022, I think it was like in March, February, March, I'm not sure, but I think it was in March actually. I was stuck in like COVID because I had COVID, and it was the times where, you know, like it was the peak of COVID. So if you had Corona, you literally had to like isolate at home and just like stay at home until you are okay. So I was stuck at home in my room for like 3 weeks. I couldn't go to school because I had Corona. And at some point, I just felt like I was kind of getting depressed or whatever. Like, I don't know why in my head I didn't even think to maybe like go out and take a walk or anything. Because I guess the rules were so strict. And I was like, if I go out and I'm found outside, what if they like find me and stuff like that, you know? Because I don't want to have a strafe or whatever. So I just stayed mostly at home during those times, and I'd only go out of my room to like maybe make something to eat. And all the time I'd just be in my room and stuff like that, right? So one day, I don't know how I came about the bright idea. Okay, at first I would like take pictures in my room because I'm like, I'm stuck in the house and I'm in the house stuck. Like, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored in the. I know I'm this person. So anyway, I'd like just dress up and look cute and take pictures. One day we're gonna talk about why I was doing that. Not today though, but one day. But then I'll just do that just to make myself feel better, I guess. Put on some makeup, look cute, and take some pictures. And I'll just post them on Instagram, right? Or whatever. And then this one day, I don't know how it came into my head, but then I was just like, oh, let me make a video changing clothes, right? And then I just made a video and I was like making, I think I was like styling, how to style the same pants in different ways. Because I remember it was this brown pants that I absolutely love. So I was just like changing outfits with those same pants. Took the video, put it together, and then I posted it on Instagram. I think, did I post it on TikTok? I don't know. I don't think I was active on TikTok at the time. I'm not too sure. Before I lie, I'm not sure. But anyway, I put that video on Instagram. And people were like, oh, okay. I mean, this was cool. This is nice. Whatever. And I remember talking to one of my friends. And he's like, dude, you, if you take yourself seriously doing this, you could actually take yourself seriously doing this. Like, you could actually do this. And I was like, nah, I was just doing that for fun. But then that moment in COVID, when I was just sort of depressed because I was alone at home all the time in my room stuck and stuff like that, was when I sort of like found the light, or God gave me the light through fashion, and it just sort of gave me something to look forward to, right? And then after that, I like tried it a couple more times and I was like, oh, okay, I actually like this thing, you know, like I actually enjoy changing clothes and just posing in front of my phone and making videos on it, like basically doing that. I absolutely enjoy it. And I just did it a couple of times more, and then it just became a thing. Like, oh, okay, so the people that knew me were like, okay, so you're that girl that like you put on outfits, like you put it on. Okay, I mean, at first it might have been like, girl, maybe it's not your best outfits, but then with time I definitely got better at it. I got better at my editing, and I was like, I absolutely love this. Like, I truly enjoy this. It's like, for me, you could ask me, I don't know, if you text me saying you have an emergency, I'm gonna be like, girl, why are you texting me? If you have an emergency, maybe like call the police, call Jesus, call an ambulance, because I don't know how I could help you. But if you say you have a fashion emergency, I'm like, okay, girl, what is it? Let's talk. Or even if it's a boy, I'm like, okay, boy, tell me, like, what do we do? What is it that you need? If you text me, if you want me to respond to your message very fast, okay, I know this is a bit fake, but if you want me to respond to your message very fast, just say, I need your help with an outfit, or what do you think, which one do you think is better between these two and its pieces of clothes or whatever, I will respond in 0.5 seconds, because fashion makes me feel alive. Fashion makes me feel like, Yeah, I absolutely love doing this. Like, this is my thing. I will help you. You can show me. And I realize why I say it's a talent. One thing about me is that I could see maybe one pair of jeans, and I'm like, in my head already, 10 outfits will come up just based on that one pair of jeans. So I'm like, oh, okay, you want to wear that? Oh, you could wear it with this. You could wear it with these shoes. No, these accessories go better with that. Blah, 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 blah. And I absolutely love that. Like, I enjoy that. I'm like, this is my favorite thing to do. Maybe I should go to fashion school. I know about that. But absolutely, absolutely love and enjoy fashion. And it just became a thing. And that's when even a lot of people were like, you should get into modeling. And I was like, I don't know, maybe you guys are kind of like on crack, but what do you mean I should get into modeling? Is it because I'm skinny? Is that why, because you see a skinny person, you think I should get into modeling? But then the more I did like the fashion content, the more I was like, no, actually, I should get into modeling. Like, I absolutely love this thing. Unless they're going to tell me to wear clothes, like to wear different types of clothes, different types of outfits. I am absolutely cool with modeling. I will do it. I absolutely love it because I just love fashion. I love clothes and things like that. Like, if there's a subject that I could talk about for 20 minutes without stopping, besides talking about Jesus Christ and God, I would talk about fashion. I would. If we're talking about fashion, wake me up even at 3 a.m. Wake me up. Okay? Wake me up. Wake me up. And there's something that, like, in terms of the whole fashion thing, there's this verse. Ish, my Bible is a bit far. Wait, hold on. Let me get my Bible. Okay? How do I pause this thing? I want to pause and get my Bible. So, anyway, I've gotten my Bible because I needed to talk about this one verse that I highlighted on my Bible. It was a verse that kind of showed me that God cares about the things that we care about. And I feel like everything can be found in the Bible, if we're being honest. And even the things where it might seem like I was saying, to someone, it might seem like it's a thing of vanity and stuff like that. But some of these things are actually gifts and talents that God has blessed you with, right? So it's in Exodus 35, verse 32. Okay, I think it's verse 30 to 35. And it says, then Moses told the people of Israel, the Lord has specifically chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. The Lord has filled Bezalel with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. He is a master craftsman, expert in working with gold, silver, and bronze. He is skilled in engraving and mounting gemstones and in carving wood. He is a master at every craft, and the Lord has given both him and Oholiab, son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach their skills to others. The Lord has given them special skills as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet thread on fine linen cloth and weavers. They excel as craftsmen and designers. And when I came across this verse, I was like, hey, I was like, wait a minute. God actually has a funny way of doing things, because to me, this was okay. I know it's talking about craftsmen and stuff like that, but then they're designers and they're craftsmen, and God literally blessed them with that skill. He placed that skill upon them. And that was when I was like, okay, even with the fashion thing, it wasn't like just random for me. God literally said, the same way that I've blessed these people that the Bible speaks about, is the same way that I've blessed you, and that is why you love this thing so much, and that is why you feel like it is your thing, because I've blessed you with it. All this to say that if you have maybe a talent or something that you care about, know that God cares about that too. God is the one that blessed you with that thing. You just have to find a way to, like, maybe, not maybe, scratch the maybe. You just have to find a way to honor and glorify him with the talents that he's given you. But God has definitely blessed you with the gifts that he's blessed you with. He is, first of all, God is the number one creative, right? Like, he's the creator. He is. So he cares about your creative abilities and your creative talents. And when I came across this, I was like, okay, Jesus, I see you. So you didn't just, it wasn't just a random thing then. It wasn't just, so anyway, if I was to talk about, like, fashion, modeling, and stuff like that, I could be talking literally the whole day. So that's why I love fashion. When I die, on my, what you call those things that you say about people when they pass away, I want people to be like, she loved fashion. She was a fashion girl through and through. Like, one thing about her, she was, yeah, that's how I want to be remembered. That's, for me, that's, I mean, okay, maybe I'm going to seem vain and stuff like that. Of course, I want to be remembered for other things too, like a lot of great things, like, oh, she was maybe a good person. She cared about other people and stuff like that. Yes. But then I'm just saying, don't forget to mention the fashion part, okay? Don't forget it. Anyway, I have been talking, child. I have been talking. I think it's time to wrap this up. And going forward, I hope I stop being this girl that's just like, oh, I don't know what to talk about. I don't have anything to say. And be a bit more consistent. Okay, I feel like that's not going to happen soon because I'm busy, child. But I absolutely love the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Please share it with your friends, your family. I'm not sure about family because you guys might start sharing it with your moms and your maybe grannies. And then now I have to filter out what I want to say. I want to be authentic. Okay, in as much as I try to keep everything respectful, but then I don't want to have to filter my words because grannies are listening, because I know my granny is probably already listening to this. I'm sure my mom put her on. But yeah, please just share, and if you get the chance to feel like maybe you want to give me feedback, go ahead. I absolutely appreciate it, and I'm learning to take constructive criticism, so yeah, I will not be upset by it. But then if it's just criticism and you've never said anything positive and it's just being negative, it's side eye. It's like, I'm not sure about that, girl. I'm not sure. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope you take care of yourself and you enjoy this coming week. Stay on your goals. Stay in school, kids. Work hard. And I hope that God is good to you and life is good to you. I hope that you are taking care of yourself, you're drinking enough water, you're eating well, you are exercising, you're keeping fit, and you're taking care of... I think I've said that already. Anyway, it was great trying to catch up with you. Bye!